You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
The power sweep, actually, it's the lead play in our offense.
We asked our YN or our tight end to open up somewhere between 6 feet and 9 feet to get an isolation with the linebacker. Tell the tackle to take the defensive end if he's over him. If he's not, to drive down on the first man to his inside. If the YN has the linebacker taken out, he cuts inside. If the YN has the linebacker in, he comes all the way around. If you look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here.
What's up, guys? Welcome into the Packernet PTA Draft Extravaganza 2024. Excited about breaking down every pick here with the NFL Draft. I'll tell you, this has been a long time coming. We've been doing a ton of prep work. Really, it started back in, probably January, I guess, putting the boards together and everything. So we finally made it. I'm excited to talk. You guys will notice right off the bat, Tim put us all to shame, right? Mandy is hounding me so hard downstairs. She's like, I can't believe that you ain't putting a suit on like Tim. So
it's my first draft, guys. It's all business. I got to be ready for business tonight.
Tell me that dude doesn't look like he's going to be working the phones tonight. Does he not look like he's going to be?
I got a couple here.
Yeah.
I agree. Me and Tim both look very professional and good.
That's true. Exactly. We get this thing pegged out, boys. We're almost to 1,400.
That's I was just going to say, Ryan, we're 600 away, bro. Hey.
Make it happen.
Again, you know, for anybody, share it around wherever you can. I'm taking a shot.
I'm going to become a member of the McAfee show, and I'm going to say, hey, guys, pop over here on YouTube, and our host is going to take this
Forget, Grassi always does those things. What do you call those where you get everybody to go to the stream or whatever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see
a potential pick here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Dolphins. Ari says Dolphins are selecting Penn State DN Chop Robinson, number 21. Jacob.
Chop Robinson, 14.
I mean, fine.
Yeah. Water off my bag.
That's crazy. A good pick. That's a really good pick.
Easy. How cool would it be, if we have to trade up still in the first round, Clayton gets a neck tat, we hit 2,000 subs, and Ryan's got to kill himself with a hot sauce.
Ryan has explosive diarrhea for a week.
Yeah, that day two, I'm going to have to run off every once in a while.
It still happens.
Oh, man.
This looks so good, boy.
This is wild.
What do you think Mike McCarthy's doing here to save his job? I don't think that he has any pull there, do you? It's probably Jerry.
They probably take Guyton, right? Or I'm sorry, Barton.
Oh, the Eagles, they got to take a corner here, I think.
Oh, I thought I was talking about Jacob saying Mike McCarthy. I feel like he's got to bring in an O-lineman.
O-line for sure for Dallas.
So who's on the clock right now? Eagles, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll find out who the top corner is here.
Yeah. Well, apparently, though, they don't draft corners in the first round. That's their MO.
All right. Fair enough.
That's
draft the linebacker then, you moron.
I heard it on a podcast, Ryan.
I heard it on Joe Rogan.
But no, they,
he's not a scientist. How would he know?
They did say that Jacksonville, for whatever reason, they don't draft corners in the first, or Jacksonville, Philly.
Eagles.
Yep. And I don't know, like, again, we've all talked about how thresholds mean nothing because their rules are bound to be broken, but we do see trends, I guess.
Yeah, but so even, Scott had a good question. Who do you guys want? So who is everybody's top, like, dream right now?
I didn't expect there to be this many options, to be honest. So
Tim?
I think I like Wiggins.
You already know.
Rake Straw. Rake Straw right now.
Rake Straw. Rake Straw gang.
I'd be happy with Jerzan Newton also if he's still on the boat.
Yeah. Like, there's so many, many good guys.
Mitchell or Barton. Oh, there's so many.
Yeah, it's hard not to love Quinion Mitchell. Mm-hmm. I really like Terrion Arnold. I think he's a solid player.
For me, it's Trey Back or Quinion Mitchell.
Yeah.
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 That's who's your sticky note, Clayton.
That's who I would want, but I'm Mitchell telling you, Tyler Gotton.
Well, no, I'm asking, when you woke up this morning, what did you write on your sticky note? Who was it?
Oh, wow. Yeah, when Jennifer Garner comes in your office and cleans it up, where is she going to bring that post-it note, man?
On the sticky note, I wrote Popeye's chicken. No matter what.
No matter what.
Oh, man. This is gonna
if you had told me Quinion Mitchell was sitting here right now, I would have said you were smoking something. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Like, mm-hmm. I did not expect this. At all. That's how
24-year-old underweight injured linebacker in the first. No thanks. Fair enough.
Who are you talking about, Peyton Willis?
Is that Chop?
Oh, Chop? Okay.
I don't know. Maybe they're having a side conversation. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, it could be our boy Cooper DeJean too. It could, you know?
Yeah, I'd be perfectly fine if he just falls in our lap.
I would too. I would too. I would want Quinion over him, but I would be okay with Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, Quinion's a freak, man. He's
I know.
Physically, he's on another level.
How many of the people that went to the actual draft have been taken? Like
that's a great question. I can't remember.
How many are still in the room getting the cameras?
Yeah.
They haven't been showing them a lot. I know that.
They probably like, this is not going how we planned it. Why did we?
I couldn't keep up with who actually went. Everybody looked like Cat Williams. Everybody looked the same. They all looked like Cat Williams the way they were dressed. So it's like, okay. Everybody looked the same.
Oh, man. I love Cat Williams, by the way. He's so fun. Coach.
So somebody did the math on the Vikings trades and to see like where the value lies. It says total value lost from the Vikings 3 trade-ups is roughly equivalent to wasting an early first-round pick on the analytics pick value chart. That's how much they overpaid is a first-round pick worth.
Isn't the GM supposed to be an analytical genius, though?
I mean, that is this guy knows he's going to lose his job and he's panicking, which is awesome.
Yeah, he's trading away his successors. He's trading away his success picks.
Right.
That is brutal.
That's crazy. Right?
Bro, we are 3 hours in.
Freaking crazy.
Flew by.
That did fly by.
It is really fast.
Imagine tomorrow with all those picks.
Yep. Oh, yeah, and the Packers are loaded. And if they trade back, tomorrow's going to be nuts.
Yep.
We're going to have, 5 or 6 picks tomorrow if they trade back?
Yep.
Yeah, you'd have to imagine we'd have 6 or 7 in the top 100. That's insane. Yeah. We have 5 now. Wow.
Oh, boy.
You got a pick from Philly yet?
Nothing yet that I'm seeing. You got anything, Ryan?
Nothing yet.
2 minutes left on the clock on my dial here. Math is hard in Minnesota. Trust me.
So is driving.
You call me anything you want, but don't call me that.
Oh, how you hanging in there, Colin? You doing all right, buddy?
Yep.
Okay, good.
What are you hoping we draft here? What position do you want? You called Christian Watson, so you got to call this one out. You got to pick somebody.
You got to give me a player.
Let's start with the top guys that are listed on ESPN here. So we got Quinion Mitchell. He was supposed to be gone a long time ago. Really good corner. Terrion Arnold's another one. Really good corner. And we got Graham Barton. He kind of plays everywhere on the offensive line. Cooper DeJean, very popular corner. Jerzan Newton, the pass rusher inside, and then this is your guy, Brian Thomas. You also like Nate Wiggins a lot. So there's a lot of corners. What feels right to you that the Packers should do for their needs? Like what position?
Corner.
Corner?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. There's five corners in the top eight for ESPN. Quinion, Terrian, Cooper, Nate Wiggins, and Kool-Aid.
I can't believe they're all there. I just can't. We never once did a single mock draft that ever had no. those players all together. Not one. Not one. Oh, man. Coach is making a good point. So why are the – I don't think it's the fact that the corners are bad. I think it's that the wide receivers and quarterbacks are that good.
I think part of it, too, is the rules, you know. They're placing a little less value on cornerbacks.
Yeah, they're not allowed to play anymore, so what's the point?
Exactly.
All right.
Pickens in for the Eagles.
Yeah, Lions will get one, too, but unless they trade, we get the better one, so they can sit and wait.
Do you have the pick, Tim, or no?
No, that it's just saying that it's in.
Just in. Okay.
I'm behind.
All, so the, got, all the Eagles, so all the Eagles fans, all there the Eagles is, fans boys. Are saying Eagles, everybody fell in our
The Eagles select Quinion Mitchell.
Did they? They did.
No.
Dirty, dirty dogs.
That's all right, though. We're still sitting. Nice.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
They're such a man coverage team, too. Like, they like to play that – They're going to play man match principles basically with Fangio up there now. Quinion Mitchell's going to be so good in that defense.
That's wild.
Yeah, but wait till we see our wide receivers against them in the first game of the year. He's a rookie. We are going to kick his freaking butt.
All right.
I like it.
Hopefully, we're going to give him some.
Yes, that right there.
I wonder if there's a corner run. Jacksonville goes Terry and Arnold. And
yeah, and when we look at the needs again.
We got Tampa.
Wide receiver, corner, D-line. Yeah, this has got to be a corner. This is either going to be Kool-Aid, Nate Wiggins, or Terrian Arnold, I would imagine.
Yeah.
You think Cowboys take one then, too?
I think the Cowboys would probably go O-line, would be my guess. You guys remember Jackson Powers Johnson? Yeah, you got it, Tim. Yeah. He was always being mocked to the Cowboys right before us.
Yeah.
That's kind of what that feels like. This may come down to Cooper's gene, boys.
Yeah. Hey, Doug. Or Carly, Doug's telling you, watch your mouth, Carly. All right, this is a PG show.
Right,
it's always you. It's always you.
Family friendly. Sorry.
Come on.
I tried this one chili and it set my mouth on fire, and I had to drink a 2 liter of Mountain Dew.
No. That's gonna be Ryan. Ryan once I get all these McAfee fans in here.
I can't imagine chasing this with Mountain Dew. That would hurt so bad.
I just picture that scene in Dumb and Dumber where they eat the burgers with the thing and goes, Harry, no. Ryan and Colin are just squirting.
Colin's been kind of getting a little bit more into the hot sauce.
Oof, be careful, buddy. Nice.
Yeah, he's working his way up.
Hey, that's Ryan, they've got a sampler from the Hot Ones, that show Hot Ones.
Yeah.
There's some really good sauces, man.
Is it?
Yeah. There's one that's got like pineapple flavor in it.
That sounds amazing.
I love
the sweet hot sauce.
Yes.
Brian Thomas right there for the taking. Packer super fan. He wants him bad. Mike and Colin, they're all in on Brian Thomas.
Yep.
So according to the 33rd team, best available with a 68 grade is Kool-Aid McKinstry and Nate Wiggins. And then in the 67, with the 67 grade, it's Keon Coleman and Brian Thomas Jr., Jatavion Sanders, tight end out of Texas, Tyler Guyton, tackle out of Oklahoma, Johnny Newton, defensive tackle, Powers Johnson, interior offensive line, Jared Verse. He hasn't been taken, right? Verse? Wait, yeah, Verse?
Yeah, yeah, I think he did. Verse was taken. Yeah, he was like one of the first defensive players taken.
19 to the Rams.
Then Rakestraw, Newbin, and Kitchens. All those are right there in the same category. So, along
Who's
with
who's that? Who'd you say?
Mr. Rakestraw Jr., sir. Mr. Attitude himself.
Yes.
If they don't go Tyler Guyton, I'm happy with this, man. Like, they can't. They could take any of these 10 players, not be cool with it. Other than Tyler Guyton, who's obviously a little bit further down.
Yeah, some good players are going to go, and it's going to be sad, but the bottom line is we're going to have a huge list of awesome guys.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Tyler Guyton's the one that worries me, man. I just That's the only one.
He doesn't. Does he worry you as much as Tavondre Sweat?
I would actually be okay with Tavondre Sweat, to be honest with you, man. I've got a really good grade on Tavondre Sweat. Greg Cosell said after watching the tape, he said he has lighter feet than Jordan Davis. And he said, forget the 40-yard dash and all that stuff from the combine. If you watch him, if you watch Tavondre Sweat play, he has better feet than Jordan Davis. You guys remember Jordan Davis was like 700 pounds around a 4.340 or whatever.
Yeah.
But I would be okay.
Tavondre is only 600 pounds, so
I'd be okay with Tavondre Sweat, but he is like we've talked about, you know, he's a he's more of a run defender, but in 2022, the 76th graded defensive tackle, the highest graded defensive tackle in 2023. Like I said, the RAS was a knock though for sure. He was a Senior Bowl participant, so I think what I'm seeing, Daniel Jeremiah is pretty plugged in, and he had him fall outside of his top 100 because of the stuff that happened. So it'll probably be third, fourth round, I would imagine, for Tavondre.
You guys have to read what Too Old for This just said.
I was going
to
say, the comment section's got it. It starts with Trevor. It says, huge list of awesome guys that the Pack will select, none of them. And Too Old for This says, about 15 minutes until the Packer Nation collectively screams who and proceeds to watch highlights. That's exactly what's going to happen, too.
Exactly. Yep.
Who? Yeah, that's it.
All right, so it's still the Jacksonville Jaguars on the clock, right?
It's showing pick is in. We just have – okay.
This has got to be corner. It's got to be corner right here, man.
Come on now. Do something stupid.
Oh, man.
Come on, do something stupid.
Anticipation is killing me.
Yeah, I know.
What's up? Who did they pick? Don't know yet.
Because we're so close. We've waited since the game against San Fran. Like,
oh, that's right. I gotta go get me a daddy soda. Gotta get ready.
It's time.
Too, Tim.
We gotta have a toast.
All right,
Let me do cheese it. Cheese curd toast, cheese curd and spotted cow.
There you go.
Anybody have it yet?
Nope. Come on.
Dallas Jack. Turner picked him. No, wait, no, that was a while ago. Just kidding. Oh man.
There it is. They Jaguars select LSU wide receiver Brian Thomas.
Hey.
Jr. At number 20.
Wow. Love it. Brian Thomas wide receiver went to the Jaguars.
So now do we have the pick of the litter at cornerbacks besides Quinion?
So where are we at? Line.
Arnold or DeJean?
I can't believe how many options he has.
That's wild. Yeah, and Dallas probably goes O-line here. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, Arnold, DeJean, Wiggins.
You know what's going to happen? Detroit is going to trade up in front of us and get a corner.
Oh. Trade with the Cowboys?
They cannot trade to anybody in the NFC North. Like, I refuse.
I think the Cowboys would do that, though. I think they would move back.
After what we did to them in the playoffs, they'd give their spot away to the Detroit.
Do we want to protect Jordan Love, or do we give Halfley a weapon?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, trade up into the first again, Goody, and get one of each.
Man.
Well, at least Trevor Lawrence is going to have somebody to throw the ball to now.
Mm-hmm. I'm really, we're kind of ticked at the Bears, what they did, and the Vikings trading up twice and all that, but I'm excited to have a competitive NFC North where we just see good games, three to 12 games a year plus are going to be just awesome games. I'm excited about it. I like good competition.
It looks like everybody says we need to get Hafley a weapon. So that means that Goody is going to do something completely different.
He's going to take JPJ. Watch.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I want to know what Scott's problem is over here. He doesn't want, you know, good games.
I thought they were talking about, like, if down the line they would just move Zach Tom into center because they think he's going to be an all-pro at it. So, what, you know, are we going to take JPJ? I feel like that'd be the... Everybody wants defense. We have some trade bags, too. Okay, there we go. Everybody wants JPJ. He said he'd be okay with him.
In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We get all hyped up thinking we're going to get some high-value Jordan Love card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now, introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view on all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. And honestly, the best thing for me and my son is the fact that we're kind of novices into this. When I walk into a card shop with my son, and a card says it costs $40, kind of just taking his word for it that that's a good value. So I appreciate the transparency on grading, as well as just getting excited about seeing what you could potentially get. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/packdaddy. Wow, that's crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, that's arenaclub.com/packdaddy for 10% off your first purchase. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'll tell you one thing. I bet you our pick comes in pretty quick.
Goody's just been licking his chops.
Yeah,
right?
they know what they're doing. They're going to sit and pick.
Goody was like that last year.
Yep.
Like instant. I mean, he was on the clock for like 25 seconds and the pick's in.
He just sat there and went, "You bunch of idiots here."
That's crazy. I feel like he might start trading up into the second, though. If there's
for my super fan, I just cut the corner and seen it here. Mikey, what happened, Mikey?
What?
Mike the super fan, right? This guy's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just cut the corner there and seen it.
Once you get set up, Clayton, they were wondering if you pull your board up and you can poke around on it.
Absolutely.
And John Schmidt says Goot taking Lassiter because of Georgia. That's something I've not heard before.
All right. So Jacksonville, check this out. This makes me feel so good. I love these moments. You ready? Let's go find Brian Thomas Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Where is he at? Where is that man at? There he is. I love it.
Dang.
We had to go way down there to find him. I'm just not big on him. All right. So, best available. Dallas is on the clock, right, guys?
Hmm? Yep, so 4 minutes.
Johnny Newton in the 17 spot. Kool-Aid McKinstry at 19. Jackson Powers Johnson at 20. Graham Barton at 22. Nate Wiggins at 23. Tavondre Sweat at 24. Terrion Arnold, 25. Cooper DeJean, 26. Tavian Sanders, 27. Ennis Rakestraw, 28.
I think Dallas takes JPJ here.
Please do it.
It makes all the sense in the world.
Please do it.
That Bojangles hits even harder when it's gotten cold and soggy, boys. Let me tell you.
Clay, that's what I'm saying. Now, Wingstop.
Yeah, I keep saying Bojangles, but it's actually Popeyes. I get them mixed up.
Clayton, I have to tell you, Popeyes was Chris's first real job. Muffin's first real job was at Popeyes.
My man.
Yep.
Tell him thank you for the biscuits.
Out there doing the Lord's work.
I think he washed the dishes, actually, but I will. I'll thank him for you.
Everybody's a team player. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Popeyes
just like the practice squad.
Before we stop after the Home Depot trips.
Hola, Home Depot.
Uh-huh. Right across the street.
What do you guys think about Scott's comment? Do we need a center or is Tom the goal? I don't want Tom to have to be forcing the center or Jenkins. I would rather us that we get ourselves an actual center.
Yep.
But if Tom's like that smart and that like intuitive and has that ability, don't you want your smartest guy on the inside? I mean,
if he's that smart, he ain't going to take center money when he can tackle money.
Well, no, he'll get paid as a tackle and then they'll move him inside.
Wow. That'd be a move for sure.
Street King says, I think it's Kool-Aid. We kind of forgot about him. That's certainly an option.
Somebody said that
Dallas has taken their time.
They said in the chat that they weren't going to take Kool-Aid and they don't want him because he's injured. If you guys remember, he ran the 40, ran it very, very fast, very well. And then once the actual like hardcore doctors did a deep dive on him, they were like, hey, did you know your foot's broke? And he's like, no, I had no idea. So for them saying like, hey, he's not going to be good. It's like, just chill. He doesn't even know he had a broken foot. So once his little foot gets fixed, I think he's good.
And didn't he run his pro day with the still the broken foot? Then he had the surgery right after pro day. So right. That he'd be ready for training camp.
Something similar to Tyler Newbin, too. After he tested, he basically released that he was injured, too. So.
Oh, my gosh. Marge Cron, don't do that. That's...
Real original, Marjon. Real original.
It's not Marjon Cron, it's Marjon Kron. Hence the separation there.
He's Marjon get kicked out, he starts spreading that false.
Jim says he heard that break has a tendency to break again. I think that's a Liz Frank, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think that's the case. I've heard that
Liz Frank ain't out there, man. Get it out of here. Kool-Aid McKinstry's good.
Kool-Aid, he had a Jones fracture in his foot, I thought.
Yeah.
Jones fracture. That's what it was. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
James Earl Jones
fracture. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on YouTube.
Tim said, I'm a doctor.
Oh, we're on the clock.
Oh, no.
What do we got for Dallas?
I told you. I freaking told you.
What happened?
The Cowboys traded the pick to the Lions.
No!
I told you that was going to happen. They're going to come up and steal a corner right in front of us.
Here they are. Here they are.
They're taking
I freaking told you that was going to happen.
They're just giving the big middle finger to Goot. But wait a minute, guys. This is now all three of our opponents in the NFC North are ruining their draft capital for the future.
Yes.
In time for us to have the 2025 draft. I'm just saying.
Does anybody have any idea what the Lions' top needs were?
Corner.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Corner and safety, O-line.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wide receiver.
Yeah. So this is probably.
What if they go wide receiver?
I mean, they can take Arnold. If they take Arnold, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Regardless, it's crazy that Quinion and Arnold fell all that way and went right before us. Like maybe the Packers board is different, but it's like you couldn't have moved up two spots, man. Come on.
Yeah.
That's what happened with Favre and the Packers though. I mean, I guess it wasn't the same GM, but Favre was picked right ahead and we still got him. So
I'm happy with this though, because I've got Arnold below Nate Wiggins and Kool-Aid.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Detroit's picks in already. Wow.
Call it out, Tim.
They're ready.
Oh, the Lions are taking Alabama corner Tarrion Arnold with
picks.
Freaking knew it.
Yeah.
I love it, man. I love it.
Yeah.
Again, I've got Tarrion Arnold in 25 spot. I've got Kool-Aid in the 19 spot. Got Nate Wiggins in the 23 spot.
I kind of like Terry and Arnold, and I thought he was. I didn't think he would make it this far, so it stinks that he went.
Well, now we just got to get excited because now we're on the clock.
Yep. And we're Terry close Arnold. Yeah. Can I make an unreasonable request that we don't tip the Packers pick?
Okay.
Yeah. At least until everybody's on board with it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay.
I just want to be able
to. I need to turn my TV off. I don't know what to do.
No. Just
just don't say it out loud, right?
Yeah.
Got it.
If they trade back, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Terry and Arnold, according to the 33rd team, the Terry and Arnold had a 66 grade on him. So there was three corners graded higher than him, two of which are two tiers higher.
So your corner.
I want to know what the Lions gave the Cowboys.
Partner to Gene.
This could be anything right here, boys. Anybody but Tyler Guyton, right? But you can make a case for Johnny Newton.
He's
17 on my board. He's the best on the board, according to my board right now.
You guys, the Lions get number 24 and a 7th-round pick next year. The Cowboys get number 29 and number 73.
That's brutal.
Okay.
So the NFC North is just done. I
honestly think they're like, we don't want to go to Green Bay. We're not even going to go there. Like, what's
going on? Give up a third.
Seth Walder says, Lions surrender a fringe 3rd/4th of extra value for this trade. So they gave away a ton of extra value, too. They're just, everybody's overpaying.
Rambo says, don't anybody pull a JJ.
Don't JJ this one.
Good. Man. I can't believe it. Packers right now.
And they're going crazy too. Like everybody at the draft is just going nuts for it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
So, best available on the board. Johnny Newton, 17th. Kool-Aid McKinstry, 19th. Jackson Powers Johnson, 20th. Graham Barton, 22nd. Nate Wiggins, 23rd. Tavondre Sweat, 24. Cooper DeJean, 26. Jatavion Sanders, 27, and Ennis Rakestraw Jr., 28th. Again, if you go to the horizontal, Tyler Guyton is the best fit for the Packers, according to everything threshold, as well as the top 30 visit. I can get back to him, and Senior Bowl participant as well. So, that's the most Packer pick right there. The guys you see in the green are 100% threshold fits for the Packers. Tyler Guyton, obviously, I think is a reach. But the thing that scares me with this is, and it'll probably be the right pick if he makes it, 33rd team has Tyler Guyton as hands down the best tackle, 67 grade. The next one is Sua Mataia with a 66.
Bob Barton.
Double Shot Drone says, I'll eat my drone if we don't trade down now. I'd pay to see that. By the way,
Jim says we're going to take a running back here.
I could see them taking Newton, though, Clayton, for real.
I could too, man. It makes a lot of sense. Like, if you go to the horizontal, I haven't been updating the horizontal, but yeah, Johnny Newton is the best available right now amongst all of them. So it makes the most sense.
Polly J says, I've got a goot feeling.
Where's Graham Barton on your board, Clayton?
Graham Barton.
Oh my God, no way. I think we just took Graham Barton. I'm sorry. I don't want to. I shouldn't have. I just think.
Shut up, Jacob.
I'm just saying. That just was an epiphany for me. Like, I think that we did. When you said his name, that just makes sense to me. Like,
yeah, Graham Barton. Graham Barton is 22nd on my board. And he does meet the maximum threshold for the Packers, too.
Just because if you look at who's available right now, like, in my opinion, Goody doesn't want Newton right now. He doesn't think McKinley's that best of a quarterback, and I don't think he's going to do a center. Like, it just makes sense to me.
You don't think he takes Kool-Aid?
I did think that he would take Kool-Aid.
What, wasn't his RAS like a 7-something?
Who's that?
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid's RAS, yes, was in the 7s, so that kind of
that's a little rough.
Yeah. Nate.
He's no Ennis Rakestraw Jr.
Yeah, if you went with the threshold rule or the RAS rule, you would say Nate Wiggins would be the corner.
Mike sees
it. Cooper DeJean, too, if you see him.
Does anybody have the pick?
Yeah. Wow.
What, you
I don't have it yet. I don't have it yet.
I have it.
Clock, though.
Don't wow me. Don't say wow like that, Emilio.
Jacob, just start. Go scroll down your draft board and start digging.
Stop it.
No.
Guys, it ain't a horrible pick.
No, it's not. We've talked about them.
Yeah.
We've drafted them before, for sure.
We're about to break it down for you here, too. So when everyone's ready to talk about it. Ryan, you good?
Wait.
Yeah, I got it.
Jacob,
If we wanted him, why did we not trade down?
Yeah.
Why?
That's a good point.
Why not trade back?
This happens
two picks.
Because Goody loves the dude.
This happens every year. I love it. And we always react the same way.
Every time. Every time. You knew this was going to happen.
All right. Are we ready for it? Is everybody ready for it?
Clayton, yeah. Call it out.
All right. So with the 25th pick, the Green Bay Packers select tackle Jordan Morgan out of Arizona.
Excuse me while I go look for the highlights. I'm going to go off and look for the highlights now.
All right. Can I make a case for him for just a second?
Let's hear it.
You're going to kick him in the guard.
He's the 32nd overall prospect on my board, okay? The 11th highest graded tackle in 2022, the 11th highest graded tackle in 2023, just through the freaking roof with the PFF grades. That's 33rd on the consensus big board. The 33rd team had him in the 94th spot. They're a little bit lower. Daniel Jeremiah has him at 31. His RAS is a 9+. He was also a Senior Bowl participant. So
I'm actually okay with it. I am. I've taken him
multiple times. Taking the tackle Jordan Morgan here.
Yep.
Ryan, talk to me. How you feel about it?
The only thing I really remember is I know when I went through tackles, there were kind of two lines, and it was, you know, the real top tier guys. Then there were the, like, I can see it, but, you know, it's maybe a little bit of work. And Jordan Morgan was that second line. He was the first guy I watched that I went, this could work. I could see this happening. So I'm not as jacked as with some of the corners,
right?
But I know that I liked him when I watched him. So I can get into it.
He was the second best tackle on my board behind Graham Barton. And again, I know people see Graham Barton as an interior, but I went off of the snaps in college. He played left tackle the entire time. So Jordan Morgan was the second best player. I think he could play tackle probably more so than Graham Barton could. So that's probably a little more versatility there.
Right.
Is why they went that route, I would imagine.
And the SIS is not terrible. Like, they're pretty excited about him.
That he can. He's 6'5", 311, 10 7/8 inch hands, 32 7/8 inch arm length, 81 2/8 span with a 504-40, 28-inch vert, 110 broad jump, and a 1.7-yard, 10-yard split.
Like it. I'm good with it.
Everybody's booing. He had a 83.5 PFF grade. The last 2 years, he was 83.
Yep.
Pass blocking grades are high 80s. The run blocking actually is really solid with him. Packer fans should be excited about that. Even SIS, when you look at it, he's really high overall, but the run blocking was actually a little bit better. So this might be a guy that we're not used to, where he can pass block and run block. That'd be interesting.
Oh, man, I am so...
Oh, wow,
Ryan,
what a concept.
Ryan, I am so excited for a run blocker. So excited
I'm
for
just
a run
saying,
blocker.
Maybe
that,
he can
that
do
has
it.
Me hyped. Yeah.
And the fact that most fans are mad about this pick means that it's the right pick.
Yeah, no, he nailed it.
What kind of logic is that, Tim? How do you... What does
because,
that mean?
Because we don't know anything. We know things.
And I will say this. I had Jordan Morgan. I picked him multiple times in the first round on multiple mock drafts. The only issue I have with this is that there are 5 or 6 players that I would have never thought would have been available to us at that position. So that means that Goody has to actually stop and think that this guy is that he's the best player available on the board. And like Ryan talked about, the guy can run block and he can pass block. I don't see him being a tackle. I think they're going to kick him into guard. So I think we just filled our right guard position. That's what I think. I don't know. It just, and the fact that like he has that mobility where in a pinch he can move around.
Can I just go through a couple of the SAS stats here real quick?
Yeah, please, absolutely.
Make me feel
all
better.
Right. So first of all, total points is what they have up first. So they have a rating from 50 to 100. Jordan Morgan, out of all the tackles, there's 28 tackles, ranks third on that with a 97. If you look at his rating as a pass blocker, he's 10th. His rating as a run blocker is second with a 98. Nice. Then if we go into the blown blocks, his blown blocks as a run blocker, how many times he just completely whiffed, he's the only one with a zero. Zero blown blocks. He's number one on the list. The guy is actually a pretty solid.
He's very, very high blocker. Floor, right, Ryan?
Yeah.
Very high floor.
All right. You guys got me back on top. All right. Oh, and you know what? I didn't think about this. We needed this. We just gave away the franchise player that everybody loved in Aaron Jones to our counterpart, the Vikings, right? Now we needed to make sure that Jacobs had an actual, we saw what he did his first year, and then what happened in the second year, we had nobody blocking for him. Right now, we just solidified that we have an actual right guard that can pass block and run block. I'm cool with it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that. Hey, look at that zone grade, 77.7. Look at where that dot's at, boys. That's cranked to the gills. Look at this pass block grade, 87.3. Everything. I mean, notice.
Do you guys see what Larry Kano asked? What differentiates Morgan from Barton? It's just a good question. I'd like to know that too.
I feel like Morgan is more of a pro tackle than Barton is, which means there's more versatility. It's not that he's going to play left tackle right off the bat. He could. They may try him at left tackle, but he may project. I know, Jacob, you mentioned, what about playing him at right guard? Every one of his snaps were at left tackle. So on the surface, it kind of feels like this is going to be a camp battle for Rashid Walker and potentially take Rashid's spot, right?
Is the Zach Tom Elton Jenkins pick. These are the guys they love. Like, is he a tackle? Yes. Can he play guard? Oh, heck yes. He'd be a great guard. Mm-hmm. Like, it's we have a tackle, but if we want, we can kick him inside. He's going to be an unbelievable guard.
Yep. It says Morgan needs to get stronger, whether he plays tackle or guard in the NFL, but he has desirable athletic traits with fast hands and feet that bolster his starting caliber potential. Says Morgan is a smooth moving prospect whose best position in the NFL might be guard. His track and field background gives him natural balance and core strength for good change of direction ability. His arm length isn't elite for offensive tackle play, but it should be adequate. While his footwork is fast, the strides in his kick slide are short. His hand placement, patience, and football IQ are all pluses. Though listed at 325 pounds, he lacks density and strength. Bull rushes can overwhelm him if they come at an angle. And though he has the foot speed to stay in front of pass rushers, he doesn't have the natural strength. He doesn't have the natural strength to redirect their momentum. So basically, you know, at tackle, probably going to be a really good guard. What it sounds like to me.
I still think we're going to trade up in this round. I don't know why. I'm not comfortable with Goody. I just don't think that Goody saw that and went, this is the only guy I'm going to make a move on here in the first round.
But it's a premier position. We got a fifth round option on him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a premier position if he's a tackle, Emilio.
Pros are nice overall athlete with good explosive stance, strong hand placement and pass protection, good core strength for change of direction and quick reaction to stunt game.
I just don't get why we didn't trade back. Like Carly said, you can't tell me that. I don't know.
Maybe honestly, what gives me hope, Jacob, is maybe there really wasn't anybody calling. Like maybe no one had interest, and if no one has interest, then you have to pick where you're at.
Yeah.
It's also just a question of, I mean, for all we know, this guy was like a top 15 prospect.
Bingo.
We don't know exactly where their board is, so they're looking at it going, no way. That, it was kind of, I mean, it's a bad example because he didn't pan out, but kind of similar to Darnell Savage, where it's like, why did you do that? You could have traded back, and they're like, bro, we had him way higher.
And if you had him way higher, someone else had him way higher again.
Right, and everybody's gets pissed, like nobody else cared. Well, okay, maybe not, I don't know.
Yeah, Clayton, right here. John Bauer and John Smith both saying the same thing. Belichick likes to pick Jordan Morgan, called him a true left tackle and a good player. No way he's getting out of the first round. Bill Belichick.
Nice.
Let's go. Y'all ever heard of him? You ever heard of that guy?
I know you're listening to this show.
Hey, can we do something real quick? Can we knock something out real quick? We're about out of time. We got 1,700 people watching. I appreciate y'all hanging out with us. Let's go ahead and give away the Paul Hornung jersey. We good with that?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's do it.
200 of those are from the Pat McAfee show, specifically to see Ryan take that shot of hot sauce.
Right.
Thank you, Carly. Appreciate it.
Carly, you're almost there.
You're pushing
that. We're getting there. 1,700, you said?
290.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. All right, let's do this real quick. So we're giving away an autographed Paul Hornung jersey to the one lucky Patreon member.
Okay.
We've got all of our Patreon members entered into the wheel here. As you guys know, this is the Larry McCarron pinky wheel, and we're ready to roll with it. We're going to spin it. We're going to spin it three times, but understand the first one is the winner. If they don't come forward and claim the prize, then we'll spin it again. We'll spin it a third time as well. So let me grab something to write these names down.
I got it too.
I got it right here, man. I want this responsibility on me. All right, we're going to spin it. Somebody give me a drum roll.
Oh, my gosh, that's so gross. That's so gross.
That's lovely right there. That is absolutely gold. Here we go. The winner of the autographed Paul Hornung jersey is...
Big money, no whammy. Big money, no whammy.
Uh-oh. Mr. Joe Stadler.
Woo-wee.
This is where Eric Sutherland comes in and says it's rigged. All right, so let's go ahead, close that out. Let's spin it two more times.
That's so, my burner. That's my burner account, guys. Moving.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's gonna land right on the pinky. I like it.
Oh, Zambito.
Hard.
So if Joe Stadler does not come forward, then Mark Zambito gets it. All right. And now one more time.
You see how much speed that thing gets, though, when you spin that thing, Clay?
That's the most aerodynamic pinky on the universe, bro. Look at that.
Trevor Anderson says, I don't see my name. Look harder. It's there, buddy.
Look at this.
No way! Whoa! Oh!
What?
I was watching the finger.
Wow.
There you go.
What the hell's going on?
Hold on. Wait. Look.
Rich for sure.
Oh man.
All right. So the winner is Joe Stadler. Second place would be Mark Zambito. Third place would be Eric Sutherland. So Joe Stadler. I'll reach out to him and make sure he gets that. Now carry on with this. I apologize.
I'm on the pinky. Yeah,
so. Do you really have a pinky? Really?
He is Joe.
All right, cool. Carry on. Sorry, guys. I almost forgot about that. So
I think Cullen's going to hit it, so he's going to say goodbye to everybody.
Bye. See you, Cullen.
See you, Cullen.
Have a good night,
thanks
buddy.
For hanging out, buddy.
Jealous. Go back, I wish I was going to
see. Tampa Bay takes Graham Barton.
Oh.
Jesus.
Yeah. Look at Jacob. Jacob was so fine watching the spinning pinky, and now he's
Jacob. He was literally one spot higher than Jordan Morgan. It's not.
I don't know why I don't like the pick. It's not. I think Jordan Morgan will be a great tackle, and a great NFL player. I just don't know.
He's gonna do something.
He's not gonna.
Here's the guy.
All the crap everybody talked about, we're like, we don't need to go interior offensive lineman in the first round. There's too much talent to not do that. And then it's like we had every single cornerback prospect that we all been drooling about, and then we only have to make it to 41 even if we don't draft it back in. I don't know.
Jacob, man. It's just going to be another Creed Humphrey. All right, just look at it in a couple years and see
how exactly.
Did you see the Cardinals Creed pick, Humphrey. Jacob?
The what?
You ready for who the Cardinals pick?
No, don't.
With the 27th pick, the Cardinals are selecting Missouri pass rusher Darius Robinson.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Get him out of my face. I didn't like that guy.
Okay. Right, that was the Arizona Cardinals, correct?
I do think that Morgan is a great pick there. And honestly, it's just the only reason that I'm a little bit butthurt about it is that I just wanted a corner so bad, and I didn't think that we'd have a shot at Wiggins, a shot at DeJean, or a shot at Kool-Aid. And the fact that we had all of them there, plus Newton, plus JPJ, I just I would have been more happy if we took Ray Straw, to be honest. I really would have.
Yeah.
Bruce Iron says, if Cooper DeJean is good, Packers fans may never recover.
It's true. Drew D says, I'm starting to worry about DeJean's medical. Is that a real thing? Did he have a medical? I never saw one, unless I'm stupid.
I mean, he was, yeah, he didn't he break his fibula or something? Right?
Yeah, actually, you know what? Oh, I think you're right. Yep.
Crazy like that.
I mean, that's got to hurt.
Eldegrim says, hey, we might get DeJean at 41 the way things are going. That's
right.
And yeah, like you said, don't rule out trading back up, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Chaz says he could be our Balaga, meaning Morgan. It's just a solid dude that used to come. I think that could be a great thing, actually. You know what? I'm on board now.
Okay. Bakhtiari had short arms.
Check this out. Just hear me out here, all right? What if they go into camp and they try him at right tackle and he's just a dog?
Yeah.
Now you kick Zach Tom to center.
Okay.
Or, well, please. Actually, you may kick Zach Tom the right guard.
I was going to say, we need a guard.
Yeah.
Then kick him to center next year. But
we're still going to get Cooper Beebe, so I'm cool. There or Mason McCormick. Let's go.
I'm kind of hoping for Chris Jenkins, to be honest with you, man. I really like Chris Jenkins a lot.
What pick?
How many people we got in here now, Clayton?
We've got 1702. We flashed the pinky and people dropped out like crazy.
Yeah. Oh man. We're so close.
I'm so close.
Ryan, Larry McCarron's pinky saved you, sir.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, man.
All right, let's see if I can find this cat real quick. You guys talk amongst yourselves here. Come on.
What do you think about this? Only 14 picks away from 41. Chances are decent that Kool-Aid, DeJean, Wiggins, or Rake Star are still there. I don't know.
We'll see.
I'd like to see us trade back up again. I really would.
It's going to be like, who is that? Josh Jackson? Or who was the one that we thought we were going to take in the first and he fell to us in the second?
That's right. Yeah, I think that was Josh Jackson.
I think so, yeah.
That was a guy. Yeah, another one that's confirming what you said, Clayton. TC fan saying Belichick said Morgan is 100% a left tackle. The only thing I'll say about that is Bill Belichick doesn't have a job.
I've been thinking that too.
He's the greatest coach ever, but at this point, there has to be a little bit of an argument that, like, Tom Brady kind of made that dude at least a little.
Oh my God.
I knew I'd put a quarter in Clayton. Come on, buddy.
We made it the whole damn stream without arguing. The whole stream.
Now he's going to have to put the beard on. Look what you did.
Where's the beard? Mandy, where's the beard?
Mandy!
Mandy, get the beard in here.
Bring me the shine and the beard. I'm going in. Uh-oh. Trading with the Bills now. That's what's taking so long.
The pinky has spoken.
Another one that's in your column here, Clayton. Bro Belichick. I think that means Bill, but it could be Bro Belichick. Said that Morgan had no chance of making it out of the first and thought it was a great pick. So I honestly, I'm all kidding aside, I'm happy with it. You guys know that I wanted to do interior linemen before it was cool. Everybody made fun of me in the draft. It's just that, like, again, I just love the corners so much. I never thought we'd have a chance to get any of those dudes. And now the fact that we didn't, it is what it is. It is.
No, I get it, man. I get it. You know, like we said, Jordan Morgan was the safety. Like, again, this was his slot right here. It was a dude that, I mean, he's literally played elite level tackle in college football the last 2 years.
So the Chiefs traded up.
Who did?
Wait, what?
Kansas City just traded up. They're picking at 28.
Bunch of cheaters.
What, wide receiver? What do you guys think they take? Wide receiver or O-line?
Wide receiver.
All right.
That's
my. Although they said Tony was playing really great.
Tony?
Kadarius Tony? Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. That's been his MO since he got in the league. Mr. Mikey Riggs says Ross Uglum says Morgan could play four positions. I hope they're on the O-line.
You ready for the Chiefs pick?
Yep.
Yes.
The Chiefs are taking Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy.
What? Yes. They just replaced that MVS with that speed guy.
Yeah, they want that speed guy, don't they?
They got their Tyreek Hill back.
They need that speed guy. They traded it up.
They got Tyreek Hill back without the 10 babies, baby mamas. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Let's see where he was at on the board here. Xavier Worthy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I was a little lower on him.
Yeah. One of those guys we talked about. That combine was one of those that absolutely made him.
He was the 319th graded wide receiver in 2022, dropped to 339 in 2023, but ran really fast in his underwear, so he gets paid. That's the way that works. So.
Wow. And then, yeah, Eldegrim says Worthy has MVS's hands as well as his speed from what he hears.
That's tough.
Oh, he can drop things?
Yes, exactly.
He can drop.
So he can drop. He can drop. So he can drop.
Love it. All right. So there that is. Board's updated. Well, we got San Fran on the – who's on the clock right now?
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys are? Okay.
Thank you for
updating the ticker tonight, boy. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries, man. My pleasure. Just getting it going right now.
Yeah, we got all night to do that too. We can do it by tomorrow, no problem. But anyway,
I do want to see what they got.
I feel like Ryan's over there digging through SIS data on Tyler.
I'm reading everything I can about the guy. Yeah,
Jordan Morgan. Yeah, how are you feeling about what are you uncovering over there? Anything extra?
Sounds like the consensus is he's a real good football player, not very physical, but a technical kind of pass blocker guy. And the consensus is he's pretty good outside, but he's going to have to get shipped inside. He's going to be a guard.
Gotcha. Cool.
Yep. And I'm perfectly fine with that. I mean, we've had good luck with those guys. Let's not forget the Packers are pretty good at identifying offensive linemen.
Yes, they are.
Not perfect, but they're pretty good at it. And they love this type of guy, the guys mm-hmm. that are good tackles and great guards.
Literally, the only one they missed on was Derek Sherrod, and it's because he destroyed his leg, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, let's see.
What is Brambo talking about?
I don't know. I was going to put it up, but I went, I don't know.
I was talking about
he's mad about the pick or just talking about something else.
In that draft with Jake, we got to start protecting Jordan Love. Build the wall.
That's what I'm saying, man.
How is the only Mexican on this stream going to say build the wall? What
are we? He's doing? Allowed to say it.
Right. Well, we got all the man. So we don't have to pay him. We might as well protect him. Jeez. Man, if it's going to get off the rail like this at the end, I'm not even over at the headquarters yet. This is
going to be so tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be out of control.
Just getting warmed up, man.
It is a practice run.
The majority of the stream, you're just going to see two empty chairs, and you're going to see the deck door open. You're going to hear us on the deck shouting at the neighbors and stuff. It's going to be so bad.
Oh, boy.
So Barton did go, right?
By the way, two people in the FOGO giveaway did pick Jordan Morgan to be the first pick.
Wow. For real?
Nice. Yeah.
So we've got two that got it right.
That two that nailed it.
That's awesome.
There,
you want to give them a shout out real quick or no?
Yeah, let me check it out here. We got So Kyle from Madison calls in a lot, picked Jordan Morgan in the first. And then where's the other one? I know there was another one here. Here it is. Eli from Duluth.
Nice.
Yep. By the way, Eli has in the second round the first pick TJ Tampa, which would make me cry. And then
in a good way or a bad way?
Not in a good way. Where the hell's the other one? Oh, and then Kyle from Madison has us in the first pick in the second round, Tyler Guyton.
God, it's
that'd
like
be pretty wild.
Yeah.
Tyler Guyton and then Marshawn Nyland is our two second round picks.
Gotcha.
See, he's trying to protect Jordan Love. I like that.
There you go.
He's trying to build that wall.
Got it. Hey, you can't say it.
You're right. Yeah, work on my tan.
Yeah,
guys, it's all over. CBS gave us a C for the C plus.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah. Hey, that was fun, man. That was
dang! Change of plan.
What is it?
Right, Cowboys, wait! Hit the dinghy, Tim.
It's a dinghy.
He said it.
It's him.
Cowboys are taking Oklahoma offensive tackle Tyler Guyton.
Oh, wow. So much for that.
There you go. I'm cool with that.
We told you you sucked.
You big loser.
Idiots.
So dumb.
So that is Phoenix.
How's the vertical board looking now, Clayton?
Yeah, we're going to see if we can get it updated here. You guys will have to help me here if you don't care. So Dallas took Tyler Guyton. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. So we got to go down just a touch for Tyler Guyton. So Tyler Guyton was in the 52 spot. Dallas takes him with the 30. What pick would that be? 30?
29.
Okay. I'm always a couple places off here. So, so yeah, as far as the vertical, I'm sorry.
Ravens are on the clock now, Clayton.
Ravens are. Thank you for that. All right. So let's see what we got here. So vertical board wise, best available, Johnny Newton in the 17 spot.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid McKinstry at 19. Jackson Powers Johnson at 20. Nate Wiggins at 23. Tavondre Sweat at 24. Cooper DeJean at 26. Jatavion Sanders at 27. Ennis Rakestraw Jr. at 28. Tyler Newbin at 31. Zach Frazier at 33, Chris Jenkins at 34, Christian Haynes at 35. So the wide receivers obviously dried up. You're gonna have a run on those in the second round for sure, though. You're gonna have that second wave of Ladd McConkey, Malachi Corley, Keon Coleman, Ricky Pearsall, Troy Franklin, guys like that.
Ooh, looks like Jordan Morgan. Looks like Packers just went live with Jordan Morgan.
They did.
On Twitter?
Yeah, it looks like, yeah.
Let's see if we can get that. Y'all want to?
Yeah, pull it up.
All right, give me just one second.
Hold on. Is that Colin I see back there again?
He's back.
You're supposed to be in bed.
We're getting some feedback, I think.
Yeah, somebody gets
Emilio.
Emilio?
Probably.
Yeah-ish, I think.
I say one.
See if y'all can hear this. See if y'all can hear this.
Go ahead, Steve McGargy.
Yep.
Congratulations. I was just wondering about the process about coming back.
They're talking to Morgan.
First,
listen.
Had you planned on entering the draft last year before the injury happened, and just how were you able to come back as rapidly as you did from such a serious injury?
Yeah. So, I was already planning to declare for the draft last year, and ACL happened, so just had to pretty much put my head down and look. I mean, I attacked it pretty hard in the weight room, in the training room. I did three times a day, even just trying to beat the timeline of an ACL injury. And they told me that it was going to take so long, and I just didn't want to wait
better,
as a liability. So getting back on the field was the most important thing for me. So just grinding it out every day was something that I attacked.
Go ahead, Ryan Wood.
Jordan, congratulations and welcome to Green Bay. I'm curious, how much have you heard from the Packers over the course of this pre-draft process about what your positional fit is on this offensive line? I know you played, obviously, left tackle at Arizona, but what's the feedback you got from them?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard from them a few times, and I play anywhere that they put me. I mean, I'm good at adapting to anything. Put me at guard, play at tackle, it wouldn't matter. I just want to play and win for the team.
Go ahead, Bill Huber.
Hey, Jordan, I'm wondering, I know you played all left tackle, like all your snaps, but did you do guard at the senior, but any all-star games, at practice, anything at all?
A few times in practice, just in the individuals, you know, getting out of a three-point stance, I'm already comfortable with. So just translating that adding that to my toolbox. And, I mean, I understand the guard position. I know everything happens quicker in the inside. And, I mean, I'm athletic enough and flexible enough to do that type of thing.
Wes Hodglitz.
Hey, Jordan, congratulations. To follow up, if I can, just with you coming off that ACL, what did it mean for you to not only get back, but also perform as well as you did and being able to actually get the all-conference honors?
Wait, what did you say at the beginning? Sorry.
Oh, just congratulations on, you know, coming to Green Bay. Just what did that mean for you? Not only just to come back from the ACL, but then, you know, perform as well as you did and being able to make the all-conference team.
I mean, it meant so much to me. Like I said, I grinded so hard. I didn't want to feel like a liability. I felt like I was leaving my team in the dust, just sitting there on the sideline and slowly healing from an injury. So I just didn't want that to happen. And I mean, that was kind of my motivation, was to get back on the field with my teammates. And I mean, it was my last year, so I wanted to do it right and play every game and go out the right way.
Mike Clemens.
Jordan, can you think of a couple of games last year that really showcased your ability to pass protect out there?
Yeah, I'd say UCLA and Mississippi State.
Yeah, check them against
Bill
too.
Bill Huber.
I'm sure you've heard the arm length thing a few times in your life or during the draft process. Is that going to prevent you from playing tackle, or do you have the confidence in yourself that you can play tackle despite that?
I mean, I have the confidence for sure.
What do you think he's going to say?
Career, it's something that is already second nature.
Nah, dude, no way. I suck at tackle.
And then the arm length isn't a problem for me. Like I said, I use my arm length pretty well, and I'm very athletic.
Yeah. Now that you mention it, I suck.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Jordan? Go ahead, Ryan Wood.
Hey, Jordan, if I could just follow up, you mentioned those couple games in college where you felt like you really showcased who you are as a player. It's not as easy for us on the outside, right, with offensive linemen. There's no great stats, and it's not rushing yards or passing touchdowns. What was it about those games that stood out to you specifically about what kind of player you are?
I mean, yeah, so for Mississippi State, I mean, they say that the Pac-12 players aren't really playing enough competition or the bigger talents out in the conferences. So when we played Mississippi State, obviously, I mean, I played up to that level, and I showed everybody that it doesn't matter what conference I'm in, I'm still going to dominate on the field. And against UCLA, I mean, going against one of the best pass rushers in the nation, I mean, a lot too. So you can see me showcase my talents there too.
Oren Helmbrecht.
All right.
But I liked in that clip too, was he was doing his back step right footed, but he was playing left tackle. So I mean, he's got good feet.
He can block.
Wall's take on it.
UCLA was his highest graded game via PFF.
What was it, Ron? What was it?
91.1. He had a 90.3 run blocking and 87.6 pass blocking. Gave up one hurry in the game.
Mm-hmm. So you're telling me he blocked? Yeah, exactly. He blocked the top drafted edge rusher.
He beat the crap out of Latu all day.
Let's go. Okay. Come on.
I'm okay with it now. I'm okay with
it. All right. So somebody asked about the 33rd team. We got to get ready to wrap this thing up too, don't we? Was there another pick that came in, fellas?
Yeah, the Ravens selected cornerback Nate Wiggins from Clemson.
I'm sorry, but that's just what makes me mad is every year the Eagles get deeper at, you know, the secondary, the Ravens get deeper in defense. It's like the teams that always just pile hard into these really good defensive players. It's like, and then they end up being in the playoffs. It's like, okay.
Jacob, comparison is the thief of joy.
Hey guys, I gotta peace out. I gotta get up and see.
You ain't going nowhere, Charlie. We got you for 4 minutes. Go ahead. You're out of here. Thank you for joining us.
All right. Yeah. Have a good night, guys. Good
night.
Yeah. It was a blast. Peace.
Guten Morgen. No, Guten. How do you say good night in German?
Guten Nacht.
There you go.
Thanks, Dwight.
All right. So, how many more picks do we got here?
Just the 49ers and the Bills.
All right. Sweet. So, we'll. Coming down the stretch here. That was fun, guys. This was a fun first round.
I can't believe it's been 4 hours. I mean, I wasn't here for the first hour, but I was working. But by the time
that
I got
4 hours felt like 3 hours. It's crazy.
4 hours felt like 3 hours and 45 minutes. That wasn't bad.
Are you guys kind of shocked, though, that I thought Goody would move around way more with what?
Yeah, was I anticipated some kind of movement, but. I think he made the right move, man. Stick and pick. Go O-line.
What it tells you is he had a much higher grade on Jordan Morgan's what it's saying.
And I think maybe he doesn't want to give away any of those second, third, fourth round picks this year, because I think that's where a lot of deep talent is in this draft. And we all know that we Goody cooks in the second through fourth, maybe even fifth. I mean,
think of that, or he's cooking something up on like a trade up, or, you know, like he did with Christian Watson, go get him right at the beginning of the second. If you got a dog that made it into the second round, you talk about it all night, figure out the plan.
Yep. That's true. So the question here from J. Cole was, where was Morgan ranked on the 33rd team? So the 33rd team had a 65 grade on him. So to put that, kind of put that into layman's terms, Gotten was still available. He had a 67 on him, according to the 33rd team. Again, this isn't the, you know, the grand poobah of draft coverage here. It's just, this is how they had him. They had Sua Matai, I think is how you say his name. They had him with a 66. Then they had Jordan Morgan with a 65. So they had him. They had two offensive linemen that had higher grades than him. Now, they've got him listed as a tackle. So they agree with Bill Belichick in the sense of he's a true left tackle. But, yeah, they had a 65 on him. And I don't have the 33rd team pulled up, but the 65, I'm trying to think. I think that is potential starter, if I remember correctly. Let me grab that real quick, and I'll just read it off. I won't put it on the screen. Let's see. Grading scale. 65 to a 66 is a lower-end starter. So that's a starter grade on Jordan.
65%.
That's what we. How do you think it was? Good job, Tim. Anytime we can use it, you use it. So, yeah. Again, on my board, he was the second best tackle, only behind Graham Barton. And I know everybody would say Graham Barton is an interior offensive lineman. Sounds like the majority of people say that Jordan Morgan is an interior offensive lineman as well. Which that checks the box, because we talk about it, right, Ryan? But one of the things the Packers like is interior offensive lineman have tackle experience. So,
yeah, and the other thing I always have to remind myself, we always get pissed because it's like, bro, Kool-Aid was there, and all these guys were there that we like, and it's like, that's right. And I bet Goot loved him, but guess what? He liked this guy more.
Exactly.
So that's what we got to lock into, to be like, that's how much he really liked. That's how good they think this guy is, that it's better than taking any of those guys.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys watched the McAfee show the other day where they had Bill Belichick on, and he talked about how the positions, the most expensive positions in the league, are typically leaned on in the first round so you can grab that fifth-year option. Right, tackle is the second highest paid position on offense. So, makes sense, right? Everything kind of checks the boxes there. So, I'm excited for round two. I know that, boys. It's going to be a blast. We got so many freaking picks. Tim, this can you scroll down on this and just show where the Packers pick in the second round?
It's not giving me that.
Okay. Yeah, no. We don't need hockey highlights yet. All right, cool. I didn't know if it showed it or not. I know we've got. I've got this screen grab we could pull up real quick while we're waiting for those picks to come in. But I know I've got the Packers picks here. I've
Niners pick is in.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone's got it yet.
So tomorrow the Packers are going to pick 41st, 58th, 88th, and 91st.
Wow. You said Niners pick Cooper DeJean.
Mother.
Every player is drafting out Jacobs.
I think I'm the only Packer fan that – I'm not bummed out at all. Like I must be the only person that's not high on Cooper DeJean.
It's not that I'm not high on him. It's that he's going to the Niners though. Cause so even if he's somewhat decent, we're going to have to listen to another guy goes to the Niners. Another guy goes to this team.
Well, we don't have to listen to that.
The Niners also drafted Trey Lance.
That's true. God, I love his damn show. I'm just telling you. I love how Ryan somehow finds his face hidden behind the ticker. That's exactly how he likes it.
Yeah, sure. I got my mic muted. You can't see what I'm doing. Just stuffing my face with chips.
So Cooper DeJean goes to San Francisco.
Damn you.
Oh, I'm seeing that Pearsall's going up.
Yeah, Ari Mira, 49ers are taking Florida wide receiver Ricky Pearsall.
You are fake news.
Yeah,
who the heck? Jacob, you can be happy again.
That was Lindsay Okay on Twitter.
Jacob's like, see, they got Ricky Pearsall.
God. go figure. Like you freaking deleted it. You dumb dude.
Buffalo's going to take Cooper DeJean. Watch.
Yeah, right.
They need a returner. Yeah.
Have you guys heard that they're trying to get rid of Ayuk? Like, so is that maybe a
They're wanting Ayuk. He's kind of pushing. He's trying to push his way out because they haven't given him a contract yet. So, yeah. Ricky Pearsall on my board was in the 53 spot. He is the 1, 2, 3, 4th best wide receiver according to my board.
Ladd's still there too. It's crazy.
Yeah. So San Francisco gets Ricky Pearsall.
Tomorrow's going to be crazy.
Telling you, dude.
It is.
I'm bummed about no hot sauce. I'm going to put some on a chip.
Do it anyway, right?
We should hit 2,000 tomorrow. There's no reason we should
hit 2,000. Tomorrow's got to do it.
Everybody in the chat is liking and sharing and just being like, hey, do you guys like stupid people and Packers? Well, here's your show.
Yep.
That's all you got to do.
Exactly. I know this. Unless the Packers fly on the clock here in a minute, old Clayton ain't getting the neck tat. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's right.
Yeah, we escaped.
Hey, Jacob, weren't you gonna shave the beard into different stages, like mutton chops, yeah, and then the Fu Man? And
he pulled the Talladega Nights. I was high when I said that.
I don't remember what my side of the deal. It wasn't just a straight up, it either happens or it doesn't, because there was another thing that had to happen for me.
Yeah. Chat, what was it? We forget.
I can't remember what it was.
What was the question?
What was Jacob's deal? That, like, you had the trade up for a quarterback. What was Jacob's deal?
I know what the deal was. He wouldn't commit to any deal. He well, skated right around that. Really, really smart
like that. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, maybe this, maybe oh, that. No, no.
I think Greg's right. It was we take a receiver.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, whatever. Thanks.
So you guys survived, both of you.
You
just by the hair.
Josh Martin getting here. Clayton, Bills are 32.
Panthers traded up to 32.
Oh, boy.
The reason it's showing 33, Josh, is because there's a placeholder at the top, sir. So please forgive me.
Well, the Bills are desperate to get more picks. Trade back.
So the Bills traded back with who?
The Panthers.
Carolina. Y'all love this prospect that's getting ready to get drafted. He's going into a heck of a situation.
Meat grinder.
They came up one spot for a fifth-year option. So what do you think that's going to be for the Panthers?
Receiver.
Probably going to be – it's going to be tackle, edge, maybe wide receiver. Will be my guess. What are their needs, Tim? Does it show you there?
Yeah, wide out,
wide edge, receiver,
corner, tight end, tackle, D line.
Okay, back. So this is seeing that a receiver just got taken and they traded up. It's probably a receiver, right, Ryan? Wouldn't you think? Ladd McConkey, maybe.
Yeah, I mean they got to do something to rectify that disaster of a decision with that quarterback.
One other thing that we haven't talked about:
Keon Coleman too, man. Go ahead, Jacob.
No, I was just going to say no safeties in the first round. So, again, 33rd team, knew what they were talking about.
Yep.
A lot of the guys that were saying that they don't see anybody going past the 45-50 mark. And I thought, yeah, they were right, man. And a lot of the stuff that we actually thought about this year or that we projected, it's not necessarily that it didn't work out. It's just, I mean, man, this was crazy. I'd love to see the final tallies on what the quarterbacks and the wide receivers and the tackles went in the first round, because that was what they said. It's going to fly off the board.
Right.
Panthers pick is in. I don't know if anyone's got confirmation.
Nothing yet.
Hey, Ryan, if you had your pick of linebacker tomorrow at 41, you had to take a linebacker at 41. They're all available. Who would you take?
Cooper.
Yeah.
Edrin Cooper?
Yep.
Yeesh.
That seems to be the consensus, too.
I just got it, Tim.
Well, you got
Ilio. The Panthers will select South Carolina wide receiver Xavier Leggett.
There you go.
Boy, that makes sense.
Big boy.
Yeah. They traded up one spot.
Okay.
Because they said, here's a guy.
Oh, maybe they kept 33, actually.
And he ran like a freak, didn't he? Like, for his size?
Yeah. I love Xavier Leggett's accent, but yeah, PFF grade in 2022 was cheeks, 911th graded wide receiver.
Oof.
But he's got top end speed. He's very physical, big old boy. He's just nothing but muscle, man. So
look at that. So Johnny Newton fell to the second round. Who else
Cooper
fell?
Cooper DeJean fell. Jerzon Newton fell. Kool-Aid fell.
Jeez.
rake straw somehow fell. I don't understand that.
Tim, easy.
We'll get him at 41.
Hey, that's throw the RAS out the window now, right?
Yeah. Why'd we even do the mock?
Frazier fell.
That's what Omer was saying.
Yeah, Omer's good. I cannot wait for Omer to come storming in tomorrow, or what's his Sunday?
He was the first one in the chat today, and I haven't seen him since.
All right. So it's there nine offensive linemen, seven wide receivers.
Quick little recap. We good with it?
Oof. Let's wrap it up, Clayton.
All right.
Yes.
With the first overall pick, the Chicago Bears take Caleb Williams. With the second overall pick, the Washington Commanders take quarterback Jaden Daniels. At number three, the New England Patriots take Drake May, quarterback out of North Carolina. At number four, they take the Arizona Cardinals take Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver out of Ohio State. And you guys correct me if I get one of these wrong. At number five, the L.A. Chargers take Joe Alt, tackle out of Notre Dame. At number six, the New York Giants take Malik Nabers, wide receiver out of LSU. Number seven, the Tennessee Titans take J.C. Latham, tackle out of Alabama. Number eight, the Atlanta Falcons shocked the entire world and took Michael Penix Jr., quarterback out of Washington. At number nine, the Chicago Bears take Rome Odunze, wide receiver out of Washington. Number 10, the Minnesota Vikings take the biggest bust in the history of the NFL draft, J.J. McCarthy, quarterback out of Michigan. Number 11, the New York Jets take Fashanu, tackle out of Penn State. Number 12, the Denver Broncos take quarterback Bo Nix out of Oregon. Number 13, Las Vegas takes Brock Bowers, tight end out of Georgia. Number 14, the New Orleans Saints take Fuaga, tackle out of Oregon State. In the 15th spot, the Indianapolis Colts take Latu, edge defender out of UCLA. 16, Seattle takes Byron Murphy, defensive lineman out of Texas. Number 17, Minnesota takes Dallas Turner, edge defender out of Bama. Number 18, the Cincinnati Bengals take Amarius Mims, tackle from Georgia. Number 19, the LA Rams take Jared Verse, edge defender from Florida State. At 20, Pittsburgh Steelers take Troy Fonseca, tackle out of Washington. At 21, Miami takes Chop Robinson, edge defender out of Penn State. At 22, the Philadelphia Eagles take cornerback Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo. Broke my heart. 23, Jacksonville takes Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver out of LSU. 24, Detroit takes Terrion Arnold, cornerback out of Alabama. Broke Ryan's heart. 25, Green Bay Packers take Jordan Morgan, tackle out of Arizona, slam dunk, first ballot Hall of Famer. 26, Tampa Bay takes Graham Barton, interior offensive lineman from Duke. 27, Arizona Cardinals take Darius Robinson, edge defender, Missouri. Some people see him make play all across the line, could be interior. 28, the Kansas City Chiefs take Xavier Worthy, wide receiver out of Texas. At 29, the Dallas Cowboys take Tyler Guyton, tackle out of Oklahoma. Perfect timing. At 30, the Baltimore Ravens take Nate Wiggins, cornerback out of Clemson. At 31, the San Francisco 49ers take Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver from Florida. And at 32, to wrap up the first round of the 2024 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers take Xavier Leggett, wide receiver from South Carolina. Please say a prayer for him going to that team. So there you go. There is your first round of the 2024 Draft. Ron, you got anything you want to add? Let's get out of here, dude.
All I can say, and I'll save it for the podcast, but I'm just pouring through, there's a lot of good coming in about Jordan Morgan. A lot of people got a lot of good things to say, yeah. So I'm excited to dig in. I got to record a podcast here for tomorrow morning, and we'll dig into a little bit of that.
Awesome. I'm going to try to cut out the hour in which the Packers made their pick, and we'll upload that as the PTA pod. That yep. way everybody can kind of get our live reaction to the pick. So that'll be cool. And then we will be back tomorrow evening. I think it kicks off tomorrow. Is it 6 Central? Am I thinking right, guys?
Yeah. Fresh.
Sounds right.
Okay. So we'll be back tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Central time. We'll go live for a little pre-draft festivities like we did tonight and get you guys geared up for the second and third round. It's going to be a blast. So
I just finished with one thing.
Yeah, man.
As much as you guys know that I was him and Han, I think this was a great pick. I know that. I really do. I picked him in multiple first. I wanted him. I just was upset. David Bakhtiari just posted, "Let's go!" Yep. Exclamation. Good luck to Jordan Morgan. Represent the position, the town, and G with pride. Go Pack, go. Pac-12 guy. He's a fan of him. So that I'm happy now.
I'll tell you who else is a fan of him. Russ Ball not having to pay a tackle for a long time. Look, yeah, right there, man. Look how happy that dude me. I like it. I think it was this was a blast, guys. The stream did not go down one time. I thought it was just an absolute success. Appreciate everybody hanging out with us for sure. Like I said, we'll be back tomorrow for the second and third round. Go get some rest. Ryan, good luck doing the pod there, buddy. I do not envy you. Doug in the chat. All right, never mind. Larry Cano. All right, cool. Appreciate y'all hanging out. See you tomorrow. You want to hit it for him, Tim?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I almost forgot. I'm sorry.
Jacob, why don't you just give him an authentic one?
For those of y'all listening on the pod,
thank you for making us a part of your day. As always, let's go out and be the change we want to see in the world. Go Pack, go.
The power sweep. Actually, it's the lead play in our offense. We ask our YN or a tight end to open up somewhere between 6 feet and 9 feet. Get an isolation with the linebacker. You tell the tackle to take the defensive end if he's over him. If he's not, to drive down on the first man to his inside. YN has the linebacker taken out, he cuts inside. If the YN has the linebacker in, he comes all the way around. If you look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here. And try to run this play in the alley.